On 88.1, it's Maryland Morning. I'm Tom Hall, and I'm here at the Walters Art Museum this morning at a terrific new exhibition that they have called Design for Flowers. It celebrates many of Japan's greatest contemporary ceramic artists. It's here through the middle of May, and joining me this morning is Julia Marchiari Alexander. She's the director of the Walters, as well as Rob Mintz. He's the chief curator and the curator of Asian art. Good morning to you both. Julia, it's nice to see you, and this is kind of a departure for the Walters, in that there's a lot of contemporary work displayed here this morning.
So you and I talked exactly 1 year ago today about how the Walters would think about itself differently, and I think bringing contemporary art in when appropriate is exactly what we are moving towards doing. This is a collection of 170 contemporary ceramics that are going to be given, and this exhibition has about 60 works by Japanese contemporary artists. And one of the great things that happened was that Henry Walters bought a fantastic work of art by a contemporary Japanese ceramicist during his lifetime in the early part of the 20th century. And so bringing these works here energizes that particular aspect of the Walters core collection.
And this is a collection that's being donated by the Feinberg family, and they're also giving part of this collection to two other very prestigious places.
Well, they have a huge, wonderful collection of Japanese art writ large, and this is the totality of their contemporary ceramics collection. So in totality, that will come here. Their paintings collection is going to Harvard Art Museums, and some of their paintings and other objects are going to the Metropolitan Museum. It's a nice group of museums to be in collusion with, yeah. So we're just delighted, and thanks to Bob and Betsy for really making this possible.
Yeah, well, it's really just astonishing and astounding stuff, Rob Mintz. There's about 60 pieces here, vases and other works, and first of all, correct me if I'm saying vase instead of vase. What is the difference, and which one's right?
Well, you know, thanks, Tom. I don't think there's a right, but I always say vase because, you know, you don't want it to be stuffy. And certainly contemporary works of art, and if we allow them to become stuffy, they get stuffy. But these are things that are incredibly easy to love. They're immediate and they're expressive, and they're vases. Each one of them is really, it's a container. You know, it's something that's designed to hold a display of flowers, and everybody is going to immediately have in their minds, you know, that very Japanese-looking arrangement of flowers, you know, that's asymmetrical and that stretches out to the left or to the right and is just immediately recognizable as Japanese. These are the vases that can most effectively display those very distinctive types of arrangements.
And the styles and the looks and the sizes and the vibe of each of these pieces is dramatically different from one piece to the others. The surfaces are very different. The structures are very different. Some shows here at the Walters and at other places are organized sort of chronologically, historically. They're organized around maybe a group of artists who are influenced by each other. How did you put this particular show together?
Well, you know, I started very simply with the idea that within the Feinberg collection, there were many different types of objects, and I wanted to limit it as much as I possibly could just to vases, because the vases made an interesting group, and they spoke to each other, and they give people the opportunity to sort of think about that very primordial kind of fundamental idea of a container for flowers. But, you know, then it was just a matter of getting to play with this extraordinary collection and simply taking the things I loved most. And I think when you see that from one object to the next, there's such variety, that's partly my fault, I suppose. I found myself thinking, ooh, you know, here's another exciting thing to put around the corner. And, you know, the goal was really to find something in this display that would appeal to almost every person's taste. So, you know, I encourage people when they come to the exhibition, wander, just let your senses kind of be your guide. And when something stops you, stop and take that time to really appreciate what you're seeing.
And as an experience, that's what this show seems to really invite, Julia. It invites sitting, contemplating, pondering. There's a quietness to this exhibition, as there is a quietness to much of the Japanese art that even those of us who aren't very expert at it, you know, sort of associate with this sort of ruminative quality.
And as I listen to both of you talk, one of the most magical things about this installation that has been put together by our team, but really headed up by Rob, is that you can just experience the beauty. and you can admire. But it's not just these contemporary ceramics. Rob has interspersed these contemporary ceramics with works from our collection, some of which are ancient, you know, some of which are from 1500, not ancient in that sense. But the relationship of historicity to the contemporary really comes alive in a beautiful, beautiful, aesthetically pleasing, and significant and intellectually rigorous way. So again, bringing pretty, fun, contemplative together with scholarship, the ideas behind Japanese aesthetic. That's really important.
Julie Marchari Alexander is the director of the Walters Art Museum. She's here with me at this terrific exhibition that is curated by my other guest, Rob Mintz, who is the curator of Asian art here at the Walters. It's called Designed for Flowers, and it's a collection of ceramic artists from many, many different traditions in contemporary Japan, and as Julia just mentioned, juxtaposed against some older works of art as well. So Rob, the very first piece here as you walk into the installation is by an artist named Fujino Sachiko from Kyoto, born in 1950. This is a large piece, probably a foot tall or so, a foot and a half and a foot and a half wide, and there's an enormous sense of movement with this piece. Maybe you can describe it to folks and tell us with your trained eye what pops out at you as something that makes it really distinguished.
If you could imagine a kind of big piece of white felt. Let's think of a big sheet of white felt, and you tear it and you cut it around the edges, and then you begin to fold it up and fold it over on itself so it sort of stands up as a big crumpled ball. I think that starts to get at the idea. You know, Fujino herself, she was trained as a textile artist. She was trained to make fabric, and this piece just has treated the clay almost as though it were this kind of fabric surface. And at the end, as she's built her piece out of clay, and it's very hard and solid, she then sprays the outside of it with an airbrush, a kind of air gun, that applies this kind of speckly glaze that glistens a little bit on its surface, and it looks like that new fallen snow that we've wrestled with all winter here in Baltimore. But in this case, it really is, it's the beauty of that kind of fresh, clean snow on this kind of rustic and torn form. It's barely a vase, you might notice. There's very little space in this in which to place a flower or to place a blossom. But it does create a small opening, and it's in that small opening that one can quickly imagine, you know, a bouquet emerging.
As we walk through the exhibition, what is striking about it to me and to I think all the folks who've seen it so far is the enormous variety of technique, the variety of textures and stuff. Some of these, and you mentioned these vases are functional. I mean, you could put a flower or a branch or a twig or something in each of these. Some of them are large structures that would only fit one twig or one branch. It's interesting, you decided, I guess, not to actually place any flowers or objects in the vases. Why is that decision made?
You know, about 3 months ago, we were all ready to put flowers in these vases. And I had said, oh, I really want live arrangements in and around the various places in the exhibition. As we began installing the exhibition, we realized that with nothing in the vases, it's open to the visitor's imagination to create whatever kind of arrangement they want. And it really, it liberates people to think about what possibly could be displayed in each of these vases. I even then, in the last minute, sort of thought, ooh, maybe a couple of dry arrangements just to give people that little hint. And I found, as I imagined what that would look like, that it just cut off the potential. And, you know, it really restricted what people could mentally experience as they look at each of these pieces. And, you know, many of them challenge you to imagine what could actually go in there.
So, Julia, you mentioned some of the other things that are juxtaposed with these vases and other objects. There's poetry that is part of this, and, of course, that's a big part of the Japanese tradition. Even the arranging of flowers themselves is a big part of the Japanese tradition. And speaking of flowers, there's a huge event coming up this weekend here, which is an annual event that's become beloved and cherished around, but you've got another edition of Art Blooms happening, huh?
That's right. It's the 25th anniversary of Art Blooms. And we're delighted that it coincides with this participatory exhibition and that we can imagine the flowers going on. But during Art Blooms, there will be flower arranging that will be displayed primarily in our Palazzo building. And we're celebrating the 25 years of the Women's Committee's flower event. And one of the things that's really great about this exhibition and the events around it is that we are bringing Ikebana artists in three times, one of them this weekend. Yes.
Sunday at 2 o'clock. And Ikebana is the particular tradition of arranging flowers in the Japanese tradition.
That's correct. And we are showing three different ways to do it, as if to say that even within the tradition, there are many, many different ways you can participate and do this. And I'd just like to point out the felt board in our exhibition, where you too can create your own, not live, but felt flower arrangement. So to create a participatory Ikebana experience in the exhibition.
And Rob Mintz, there is a particular relationship of Japanese culture with vases, flowers, arranging, and really the earth itself. They think of ceramics somewhat differently than, say, American ceramic artists would think of it.
You know, I'm always hesitant to say what they think, but I think you do point up something that is broadly true about Japanese culture, and that's that there are interests that people have founded over time in some very simple but very elegant artistic practices. Flower arranging, the writing of haiku poetry, that very brief form of poetry, the creation of and appreciation of ceramics is part of that same tradition, as well as many of the martial arts that people love, you know, where you train your body in that same kind of focused and kind of subtle way. So I think Japanese society has embraced this for centuries, and today still it's very much alive.
And Julia, you're not a particular scholar of Japanese art. You have a different field of study, but what strikes you when you walk through this exhibition about Japanese culture and about, you know, their contributions in this particular genre of ceramics?
It is that conjunction of art and life, and that the touch that you can see in so many of these works, but also then when you can't see it, it's really noticeable. So as you walk through this exhibition, you see the hand of the artist as often as you are not able to.
Well, it's a terrific, terrific show. So Julia, thanks for your time this morning, and break a leg with the rest of the run of this. Thanks.
Well, thank you, Tom. We love having you here in the museum. So thanks to Rob for doing this great exhibition.
Indeed. Rob, thanks so much. I appreciate your time, and it's a beautiful show.
Sure. And I look forward to seeing you and many, many more people here.
On 88.1, I'm Tom Hall. The Walters Art Museum has an exhibition, this beautiful exhibition. It's called Design for Flowers. It's here through the 11th of May. And this weekend, as Julia mentioned, is Art Blooms. So be careful when you're driving down here in Mount Vernon. You're not going to have a very easy time of it, but you're going to have a wonderful time if you hang out outside and inside the museum. Sunday afternoon at 2 o'clock, there is one of those demonstrations of Ikebana, traditional Japanese flower arranging. There's a bunch of other events associated with the exhibition. Come to our website, WIPR.org/Maryland Morning, and we'll give you all the details. Again, reporting from the Walters Art Museum in downtown Baltimore, I'm Tom Hall for 88.1. Thanks for being with us. Have a great day.